You're listening to part two of two of the podcast for stand-up comics, music and performance by small press artists and writers. That title pretty much explains what the show is about, showing some audio projects of small press artists, including poetry, stories, plays and music. It's recorded as part of the weekly comics programme on Resonance FM. The next performance is by Daniel Locke. It's called It Was Always Burning and features sound by Ian Murphy. You can see Dan's work at www.daniellock.blogspot.com. Immediately after this will be a previously unreleased track by Pest Repeller called These with the Ash of Spiders.
A minute later we were parked by the bay. I was breathing hard. Outside, the English Channel crashed down onto the shingled beach as a low wind blew through the tall grasses we were parked amongst, causing them to whip against the sides of the car. As I watched, I became amazed at how all that action was going on oblivious to us and what we'd done that night. Was I a killer? Had I killed a man? Am I a killer? Is that what I am now? That morning I'd been normal, a normal bloke with relatively normal concerns. On the radio was playing Billy Joel's We Didn't Start the Fire. Sitting next to me, James had already taken off the stocking that had twisted and obscured his features, but paint still covered his face. I looked over to him as he began wiping it clean. I said, "We're rich." James didn't reply. I turned Billy off. The silence was enormous. It seemed to affect time itself. I had a powerful feeling that I could just sit forever, without aging or changing. I turned the radio knob and Billy was back. "We didn't start the fire. It was always burning since the world's been turning," bringing with him the world of change and death and life. I hated that song in 88, and my God, I still hate it now. I hadn't intended for the gun to go off. I hadn't. I had pulled the trigger. I had pointed it at the man. But I hadn't intended for the bullet to leave the barrel. I hadn't intended for it to travel the few feet between me and him. I hadn't intended for it to enter his chest and lodge somewhere inside him, leaving a hole through which his life would pour out and spill onto the ground like a broken water main, uncontrolled, wet, chaotic. I looked over at James. He had in his hand the small black velvet bag that contained the reason for us being there. Billy was reaching his crescendo. The DJ interrupting him, James said, "Let's go." We got out of the car. James went to the boot, pulling out a large can of petrol. He handed it to me, and I began liberally dousing the car. I could still hear the moans of the man as he lay bleeding to death on the floor of the museum. I lit a match, threw it on the back seat.
Thank you.
was a track from Pest Repeller, who are an improvising drone rock noise band made up of Ed Pinsent, Harley Richardson, and the cartoonist Savage Pencil. Ed Pinsent and Harley Richardson also make up the band Mystery Dick. You may know them from their work on the Sound Projector magazine and their cartoons and sketches, which can be found on the web. I'm now pleased to be able to play an excerpt from a previously unreleased track from Mystery Dick called St. Joseph of Copertino. Thank you. There are a number of records available for sale on the website www.mysterydick.com. The next track is another one from Matthew Thurber, and it's called Hiawatha's Underwater Bird. Present a song by Sylvie Wynne about a very troubled bear. In fact, a bipolar bear.
There lives a bear far, far from nowhere, special sublime care. He's got these strange, changeable moods of which you should be aware. Most of the time he's really jolly, doesn't seem to have a care. But he'll rip your face off, cause he's a bipolar bear. There was money to crush him. You're as likely to find him if I'm arranging his out of the vicious homes. He's as likely to explain every day as get out of my AP, you can. A poor lonely bear with a horrible mental illness. How now three government minister mood stabilizers in this year. I see Arctic wilderness. Well, we visited the wise local doctor, tribe strike field. He said, you can make it to sugar, and ultimately, you have to. So I slept with the creepy old doctor. I did what I had to do. Ever since I've had this weird itching down below, but hey, I got drugs for my mad bear too. Next time you find Matthew with a wacky tale of a holiday that we had, just say, that's nothing my eye, you know, the little hole and the big crabs. Back to the main thread of the story, it's about my poor bear. What was the fate of this majestic creature? Well, he failed to supplement his mood stabilizers with a course of antidepressants or adequate support and counseling. And as a result, he never fully took control of his disorder and ended up taking his own life.
Subsequent suicide, bipolar bear.
You can find the comic version of that song and many other comics at youtookthatwell.blogspot.com. I particularly recommend reading her comic strip, The Guardian War Chart Adventures, which made me laugh a lot. The next track is by Dan Lester. A lot of Dan's work uses references from comics and films and is often quite satirical and sometimes quite audacious. This is a song called Usagi Yojimbo, made by Dan and his band, the Harvey Keitels. The chorus of the song is based on a strip in a printed version of Dan's comic.
The monster of Frankenstein is on the loose. He was frozen in ice, but now to witness the massacre of the Sioux. When a boy becomes a man, a wounded knee. I was Orwell's dentist, Orwell's dentist, was I? I was Orwell's dentist, Orwell's dentist, hi, hi, hi. You're Saggy, you're Jimbo, the rabbit bodyguard, long-eared samurai, sword for hire, a wandering ronin, masterless warrior, anthropomorphic, black and white.
You can find Dan's comics at monkeysmightpuke.com. The last song is by Jimmy Gherkin, author of Jimmy Gherkin Comics, whose comics can be found at myspace.com/Jimmy Gherkin, and is also running a music experiment that he'd like people to get involved in, which you can find at myspace.com/Jimmy Gherkin Blues Experiment. I don't think I've ever said the word Gherkin so many times in the space of a minute. Anyway, I really enjoyed the song that Jimmy's given us. It's called It Ain't Gonna Work Out Fine, and it's based on one of his comic strips.
It ain't gonna work out fine unless you try.
You can also find Jimmy's comics at various London comic shops and Dave's comics in Brighton. That's the end of the show. I hope you've enjoyed it, and I'd like to say thank you very much to all the people who have provided performances for it. The weekly comics programme on Resonance FM. Strip will be back in 3 weeks' time in a new half-hour format, and Alex Fitch will be starting the series with an interview with Brian Talbot about the new printing of The Tale of One Bad Rat. To find the websites for people who have taken part in the show and to download the podcast, please visit www.panelborders.wordpress.com. I'm Gemma Cantelow and have co-produced the show with Alex Fitch. Thanks very much for listening.